I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Western Church was hit squarely between the eyes this week at Lausanne. Speaker John Piper spoke about the loss of vision of the Western Church. Delegate and pastor of Global Ministries at Calvary Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Bruce Huseby, says the dynamic changed completely as Piper told the Congress that
when the gospel takes root in our lives, it means we must face injustice. It awakens us to the reality of the eternal future of people who do not know Jesus. Some love one truth over the other. Could we say, if you resist either, you either have a broken gospel or a broken heart?
We'll take a look at the big picture when Lausanne wraps up tomorrow. Next, flooding claimed parts of Bangladesh and its neighbor Manipur, India. In Bangladesh, nearly 500,000 people are homeless, living in shelters waiting for the waters to subside. In Manipur, India, floods damaged several Gospel for Asia-supported churches and Bridge of Hope centers. GFA's Compassion Services teams are there, reaching out to the people with practical help and the hope of Christ. There are details of how you can help at our website. And while the unregistered church in China faces opposition, a United States-based ministry is called to help the registered church in China. Jonathan Brooks, president of Bibles for China, a ministry of Voice of China and Asia, says
there's been quite a few biases against the registered church in China, so it's automatically become a neglected mission field. But we've been able to go in and operate openly and legally.
Your gift of $5 is now doubled through a matching grant. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.